Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 23 degrees. Kansas lawmakers are suggesting that mistakes by Governor Lauren Kelly's administration are making it more difficult for older Kansas residents to get COVID-19 vaccine shots.
But the head of the state health department, Dr. Lee Norman, told legislators Tuesday the biggest problem Kansas faces in administering the vaccine is, quote, there's just not enough. He acknowledged during a joint meeting of the House and Senate health committees that he can't predict just how long it'll take for the state to inoculate enough people to say it no longer faces a pandemic emergency. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner telling KNSS News there is progress in bringing the vaccine to people in the first phase.
All these healthcare workers, they got their vaccines shipped directly to them from the feds to the hospitals and all these medical offices. So rest assured, I think that most all of the healthcare workers that are involved in this are vaccinated. And most of the care homes, the retirement centers.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
A tragic ending to a hostage situation in Austin, Texas. Police say two bodies were found inside a doctor's office where a man with a gun held people hostage for about 6 hours Tuesday.
Police got the call of a person who entered an office with a gun and took hostages. I spoke to one woman who claimed she was inside the office when this all happened. Now, she was visibly shaken up and completely terrified, so she couldn't give me many details. But she did tell me that a random man came into the office with a gun and took all the people inside hostage. She told me that the suspect let three people go off the bat, and she was one of those people.
Fox's Amanda Ruiz in Austin.
Four girls in Lake Charles, Louisiana, are charged with stabbing a 15-year-old girl inside a Walmart. And police say the attack was played out on social media.
Four girls ages 12 to 14 are now in custody in a juvenile detention facility facing charges of principal to second-degree murder after a fight led to the fatal stabbing of a 15-year-old girl inside the store. The Calcasieu Parish Sheriff's Office says the knives used were stolen while the girls were in the Walmart, and one of the suspects can be heard bragging that she stabbed the victim in the heart, and that victim died at a local hospital. The third homicide in that community in the past 6 months involving juveniles between 11 and 16 years old. The sheriff said this is not a police issue. He said it's a parenting issue.
That's Fox's Rick Leventhal with that report.
Prosecutors are moving forward with charges following an international mobile phone scam.
Two suspects are accused of bilking mobile phone users out of more than $50 million by charging them for unwanted messaging services. A federal prosecutor extradited Michael Pierce and Young Chow Liu from Australia to New York City. The pair are accused of running a practice they called auto-subscribing. Users would be charged monthly fees for messages about celebrity gossip, trivia, or horoscopes. Prosecutors say the small charges would often be listed as unintelligible on a user's phone bill. The scheme reportedly ran from 2011 to 2013. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You may find a few slick spots on side streets, sidewalks, and of course some of the bridges as well. Temperatures remain below freezing following last night's snow. With a gradual clearing sky, our high 28. It'll be clear, cold again tonight, Tarlo 18, and then breezy on Thursday with a high 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 23 degrees, northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. That means it's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, and we'll start out with Jane Fonda. She will be honored at the Golden Globes.
Jane Fonda will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award at this year's Golden Globes. Fonda, a controversial figure known equally for her political activism as well as her film and TV work, is being recognized for her illustrious film career, which included The China Syndrome and 9 to 5. She most recently starred in the Netflix series Grace and Frankie.
Are you ready to do the workout?
One of the biggest commercial successes, though, was her first exercise video, Jane Fonda's Workout, released in 1982. It went on to sell 17 million copies. She will accept the honor at the February 28th ceremony, which will look very different this year due to the COVID-19 crisis. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A new film school is being named after legendary actor Sidney Poitier.
Trailblazing actor and filmmaker Sidney Poitier is being honored by Arizona State University, who is naming its new film school after the icon. Poitier became a household name after 1963's Lilies of the Field, which was filmed in Arizona, going on to become the first black winner of a lead actor Oscar. The president of the university saying Poitier, quote, embodies in his very person that which we strive to be, the matching of excellence and drive and passion with social purpose and social outcomes, all things that his career has really stood for. The university says it's invested millions of dollars in technology to create what it hopes will be one of the biggest, most accessible, and most diverse film schools. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
One actress says she's going offline.
Pamela Anderson has left social media. The actress made the announcement on Instagram that she's no longer going to be active. She wrote, "This will be my last post on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. I've never been interested in social media, and now that I'm settled into the life, I'm genuinely inspired by reading and being in nature. I am free. Let's hope you find the strength and inspiration to follow your purpose and try not to be seduced by wasted time." She ended it stating, "That's what they want and can use to make money. Control over your brain." They being the big tech companies. Anderson has 1.2 million Instagram followers and another 1 million on Twitter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A celebrity chef has a beef with a vegan TikToker.
A Canadian TikTok star who calls herself That Vegan Teacher calls out Gordon Ramsay in a song for using his platform to promote meat eating.
Eating animals is wrong, Gordon Ramsay.
The celebrity chef resharing her clip along with a video of himself eating a burger.
Vegan donut.
Over 46 million watching it. Critics call it insensitive, suggesting he's mocking the death of innocent beings, while others see his response as funny and fitting. One comments, "Nothing wrong with being vegan, everything wrong with trying to force people to convert." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The MyPillow guy is suing a British tabloid.
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is taking on the Daily Mail in a defamation lawsuit over an article that claimed he had an affair with actress Jane Krakowski. The story reported that the romance lasted 9 months and that he wooed the 30 Rock star with champagne and a bottle of different liquor each night. It took off on social media, with many making jokes at her expense. The filing makes the case for tremendous harm to Lindell's personal and professional reputation and prospective economic opportunities, as well as causing him significant humiliation and emotional distress. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A couple of items from Disney. Its streaming service is going to be making some changes to the movie catalog.
In an effort to promote more diversity and inclusion, Disney has made select films unavailable to children's Disney Plus profiles. Anybody under the age of 7 will not be able to watch classic films such as Peter Pan, Dumbo, Swiss Family Robinson, and The Aristocrats due to their negative cultural depictions. The films will be available for standard Disney Plus profiles, but will have a content advisory warning before the movie starts.
And also for Disney, change to some theme park rides.
Both Walt Disney Parks in Orlando, Florida and Anaheim, California will be making changes to the popular Jungle Cruise ride due to negative depictions of natives. Jungle Cruise gives tours along rivers across the world, but there's been criticism over the portrayal of native peoples as violent. In a statement, Disney saying that, quote, "As Imagineers, it is our responsibility to ensure experiences we create and stories we share reflect the voices and perspectives of the world around us." Disney has updated other older rides in recent years, which were seen as racist, including Splash Mountain, which was inspired by the 1946 Antebellum South film Song of the South, now themed The Princess and the Frog. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
All right, if you were listening to The Blur a week ago, we told you about one of the worst flops in TV history. The game show You're in the Picture, hosted
right.
by Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason.
It aired only once, for yep. one night only, 60 years ago. The deal was they had a four-member celebrity panel, and they stuck their heads into a life-size illustration of a famous scene with holes cut out. And then they would take turns asking yes or no questions to Jackie Gleason, who was trying to figure out what they were a part of. It was awful.
It sounds
and
terrible.
It only made it was only on the air for one night.
Yeah.
So flash forward to a week later. Jackie Gleason still had to fill that time slot on CBS. So that's what happened 60 years ago on this night. It was a whole half hour of Jackie Gleason sitting in a chair apologizing for the previous week. One of the
wow.
more bizarre pieces of TV history. Jackie Gleason said, "The show laid without a doubt the biggest bomb in history," adding that it would make the H-bomb look like a 2-inch salute. Also, according to critics, Jackie Gleason said, "You don't have to be Alexander Graham Bell to pick up the phone and find out it's dead." The comical half-hour apology got much better ratings than the game show itself the week before.
He had some gags in there, some jokes.
Yeah. So, one of the more bizarre back-to-back weeks in TV history on CBS. It was 60 years ago tonight. Jackie Gleason sat in a chair and apologized for something that was on the week prior. Let's flash back to TV 30 years ago on this night. Super Bowl 25. Whitney Houston delivering her legendary rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner during the pregame 30 years ago on this night. During the halftime show, ABC broadcast a special news report anchored by Peter Jennings on the progress of the Gulf War. So they didn't air the halftime show that year at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was New Kids on the Block. They showed it tape delay after the game. That's what was going on TV 30
wow.
years ago on this night on ABC. And we're celebrating a big birthday today. 100th anniversary of a birth. She was born 100 years ago on this day on a farm outside of Denison, Iowa. Donna Reed.
Oh, wow.
She was Donna Mullinger.
Mullinger?
Yeah. And, of course, she would go on to great stardom. She was born on a farm. In high school, her chemistry teacher gave her the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. Apparently, it changed her life. She started going out for the school play. She became the campus queen. She was in the top 10 of her class. That chemistry teacher that gave her that book ended up working on the Manhattan Project.
Oh, pretty sharp guy.
She went out to Hollywood. They named her Donna Adams. But the studio folks didn't like that, and they came up with Donna Reed. And she says she never liked that name. She says, "When I hear that name, I think of a tall, chic, austere blonde, and that is not me." She said she thought Donna Reed had a cold, forbidding sound, which is, of course, just about the opposite of her screen persona.
Which right.
is everybody's mom. Course.
Not that one role at From Here to Eternity. That was nobody's mother.
Well, not really.
But she was so good.
Yeah. She was in The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Yeah.
They were expendable. Of course, George Bailey's wife, Mary, and It's a Wonderful Life. She was John Wayne's wife in Trouble Along the Way, where John Wayne is a football coach.
Oh, yeah,
one
yeah.
of my favorites. She won the, as you mentioned, she won the Oscar, Best Supporting Actress, when she played a Lady of the Night in From Here to Eternity. She won an Oscar, she won a Golden Globe, got nominated for several Emmys over the years.
Well, her TV show with her husband was a doctor. And
Donna Reed Show.
Donna Reed Show.
9 years on TV. She had her own show.
Yeah, had a good show.
She was a registered Republican. She was a huge Barry Goldwater supporter. She also had a son who was of age, and she was very anti-Vietnam War, and she supported Eugene McCarthy in the 68 election.
Wow.
As Vietnam was ramping
Goldwater
up.
And McCarthy.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a swing.
There's a swing during the 60s. Well, she had a child, and she didn't want him to go over to Vietnam.
There you go.
Donna Reed. She was born 100 years ago on this day. A little bit of It's a Wonderful Life.
Dance by the light of the moon. What'd you wish when you threw that rock?
Oh, no.
Come on,
no.
Tell me.
If I don't, it might not come true.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Barry.
I'll take it. Then what?
Well, then you could swallow it. And it'd all dissolve, see?
Donna Reed.
Old Mossback George there.
Born on a farm in outside of Denison, Iowa, 100 years ago today. Entertainment News in the Blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great family-owned appliance repair business. Call Terry for an appointment if you've got a bad appliance. 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Cargill is growing. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.